founded locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've been invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Back at Freedom Field, the 8-9 and 1 hitters for Central here in the third inning. Jasmine Brooks at the plate, grounds it weakly to the left side, and coming in is Bevel, the third baseman, to make the play. Brooks hit that one off the end of the bat. That's the first out of the third inning. We are scoreless, Mountain Home and Little Rock Central. Top of the third, the 9-hole hitter, Peyton White, the right fielder, stepping in now for the Lady Tigers. Hits this one in the air, shallow right field. Long run for Green, comes in and makes the catch. That's the second out of the inning. So Loving has pitched very well this afternoon. The only base runner was a two-out error back in the first inning. Back to the top of the order with Katie Latin at the plate. Takes the first pitch for a called strike. Latin flew out to Husky in center field, took it to the warning track, and her first at bat. It's this one, right side, foul territory. It's not going to be a catchable ball for Green as she gives chase. So Loving ahead 0-2 now. Loving trying to end the inning right here. That 0-2 pitch is hit in the air just over Zimmer's head into left field. First hit of the afternoon for Little Rock Central. Comes on an 0-2 pitch as Latin singles into left field.
Skyler Wisnat.
So they get Skyler Wisnat to the plate for Central. She grounded out back in the first inning. Latin with good speed runs at first. Two outs here in the top of the third. First pitch is taken for a strike. Runner is safe, stealing second. Latin had a good jump that time. So she stands at second. That's the second stolen base of the afternoon for Little Rock Central. 0-1 the count on Wisnat. Loving's delivery, a swing and a miss, and now she's ahead. 0-2 on Wisnat. Good crowd turned out here for the Lady Bombers game this afternoon. Join the nice weather. Here comes that 0-2. Misses outside. 1-2. Loving ready to work again. Gets the sign from Yates. Here comes that 1-2 pitch. Ground ball, left side. Bevel comes in, charges, makes the throw to first in time. Nice stretch by Gilbert, and the inning will come to an end. We go to the bottom of the third, Mountain Home, Little Rock Central scoreless. You're listening to Lady Bomber Softball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
You're listening to Lady Bomber Softball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. Mountain Home, Little Rock Central. We are scoreless. Mountain Home will send the 8, 9, and 1 hitters to the plate here in this third inning. Courtney Green, Emily Payne, and Sydney Zimmer for Mountain Home here in the third. Green leading things off. Shows bunt. She does right back towards the pitcher. Priest has it. Throw to first is in time. Close play at first. Boy, Green hustling all the way down the line and made it close. Green hitting 364 in the season. Almost had herself an infield hit with that one there. That brings Emily Payne to the plate. Payne hitting 200 so far in varsity action. Has 3 runs batted in. First pitch is up high. She chases it for strike 1. Next delivery is going to be high for ball 1. 1-1 to Payne. Priest ready to work again. Her next delivery is going to be taken for a strike. So 1-2 on Payne with Zimmer waiting to bat next here for Mountain Home. That pitch is outside. Ball 2. Bottom of the third. Each team with 1 hit so far. No runs across the plate yet. Next delivery took something off that one, and Payne was out in front of it. Another strikeout for Priest. 5 strikeouts so far on the afternoon for the Little Rock Central pitcher. Back to the top of the order we go. Sydney Zimmer stepping in for Mountain Home takes the first pitch for a strike. She was called out on strikes back in the first inning. Here's the next delivery. It's going to be hit into left center field for a base hit. Drops in front of Woods. He gets it back in quickly. A 2-out single for Sydney Zimmer. Gives Mountain Home their second base runner of the afternoon. And Peyton Husky will come to the plate now for Mountain Home. Husky called out on strikes back in the first. See if the Lady Bombers could get something going here with a couple of outs. Zimmer, runner at first. Shackelford finally gives the sign to Priest. The runner's going. Pitch is a strike. The throw. She's going to be safe under the tag. Shortstop Latin covering and kind of fell onto Zimmer. But she's able to get the leg in safely. And a stolen base for the Mountain Home shortstop. 0-1 the count to Husky. Let's see if she can deliver here with 2 outs. Stands way off the plate. Shows bunt. She does. Up the first baseline. Has a chance to beat this one out. She does. Shackelford unable to come up with it. It's going to be an infield single for Peyton Husky. And runners at the corners now for Mountain Home. Shackelford had to come out from behind the plate to try to field. It couldn't come up with it cleanly. It was going to take a heck of a play to get Husky. So now runners at the corners and Mountain Home's top hitter at the plate, Mally Tabor. Runners at the corners, 2 down. First pitch to Tabor. Upstairs, ball 1. Gilbert waits to bat next. Good speed on the bases here with Zimmer at third and Husky at first. Next delivery to Tabor. Rips it down the left field line. It's foul. Just missed it. Just a matter of inches. Foul down that left field line. Boy, I mean, she turned on that one and ripped it down the line. So 1-1, the count now to Tabor. Shelby Anderson coaching the third base for Mountain Home. She's about 25 feet behind third base and back towards the dugout. She backed up even further after that one. Here's the 1-1. It's low, ball two, and stealing second is Husky. So now two runners in scoring position for Mountain Home with two outs here in this third inning. 2-1, the count to Tabor. A base hit would score a couple here. Let's see if she can give Mountain Home the lead. Priest ready again, that 2-1. Hit in the air, left center field, that's going to score two. Gets to the wall, one hop off the wall. Both runners will score. Tabor cruises into second with a two-out, two-run double. Mountain Home strikes first.
Grace Gilbert.
Two RBIs on the play for Tabor. And now Gilbert comes to the plate for Mountain Home. Lady Bombers striking first with two runs here in the third. Gilbert, swing and a miss. 0-1, she fouled out to the catcher Shackelford, her first at-bat. Tabor runs at second with two down. The next pitch hit in the air, foul territory, and it's going to come back and hit the screen. So now Gilbert behind. She's 0-2. Lady Bombers with the two-run double by Tabor have taken the lead here in this third inning. Priest ready to work again. That 0-2 pitch hit in the air. Foul back over the press box here. So we'll do it again. Tabor stands at second with two outs. Let's see if Gilbert can find a way to get her home. Priest ready to work. The 0-2, check swing, foul, right side. And I tell you what, a great piece of hitting right there by Grace Gilbert. The off-speed pitch, she was out in front looking for a fastball, was able to keep her way back and just get a piece of the bat on the ball and foul it off and stay alive up there with two strikes. Here she goes again, that 0-2 pitch. Fouls it back to the screen. Count remains 0-2. Boy, she's making Priest work in the circle. Gilbert, ready again. Here comes that 0-2 pitch. It's inside, ball one. One and two now to Gilbert. Priest ready again. Here's the next pitch. Hit in the air, foul territory, left side. Third baseman coming over, and Wisnet will make the catch. But a two-out, two-run double by Mally Tabor, and Mountain Home has taken the lead. We've played three innings. It's Mountain Home 2, Little Rock Central 0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Softball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grade's Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and